All right, 7:41 here on WPHM. It is Thursday morning, big weekend coming up. Lots going on, including Friday evening. It's one of two times a year that downtown Port Huron has an art hop. There's a fall art hop and a spring art hop. He's been going on for a long time. Natalie Watson, the DDA director from downtown Port Huron, is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Paul.
These art hops are a lot of fun. I remember the Blue Water Young Professionals started them, and you picked up the mantle when they weren't going to do them anymore, and they continue to draw a lot of people.
They do, yeah. It's really fun, you know. Like you said, we get to do one in the spring and one in the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, two very different times of the year.
Right.
You never know what kind of weather you're going to get. But it's really fun. We get new artists every time. New downtown businesses participate each time. So it's really fun.
And, you know, I think we kind of forget sometimes how many talented artists we have in this area.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to see if you go out, it's more than, you know, what you might expect. It's not just painting or drawing. I mean, there's all sorts of really creative stuff. So
music and all kinds of things.
Music, collage, ceramics, needlework, all sorts of really, really cool things.
Yeah. And these basically take over a lot of the businesses downtown, right?
They do. Yeah. Yeah. They fill in the businesses downtown. So you're really able, you know, hence the name Art Hop. You hop from location to location. So it's really easy. It's convenient. Blue Water Area Transit is actually providing free trolley rides, as
nice.
They have in the past, which is really, really cool. You know, you can hop on, you can ride the whole loop, get off where you'd like, you know, stay warm.
Exactly. That's the key. And good luck trying to hit all of the locations, because you've got a ton of them.
Yeah, yeah. We have, I want to say it's over 20, 25. You know, they change every time. We've got some new participants this time around. M.I. Gardner, which is downtown next to Kate's. If you haven't been in there, Art Hop's a great opportunity. It's a beautiful store. Absolutely beautiful. They will have an artist in there doing seed and paper collage.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what that's all about. And then, you know, Eufuri Pet Salon, which was next to Sperry's, has moved. She's actually now across the street from McMorran. So her new space will be open. She'll have an artist in there. So that'll be a really, really fun time.
Yeah, great chance for these stores to get people to walk in that maybe hadn't walked in before or seen them.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, some stores, you know, you walk by and you're not totally sure what it is, so you might not go in. So I think Art Hop is a great opportunity for people to check them out if you normally wouldn't.
Or you drive by all the time. Say, oh, I should stop one of these times.
Yes,
downtown.
Yes.
Try parking your car one of these days.
Yep, I hear a lot of people say that, oh, I've seen it, I just haven't gone in yet. I'm like, well,
right.
just check it out. Take a couple minutes and check it out.
Well, the nice thing is if you get hungry or thirsty, you can find plenty of places to get a beverage, get a meal.
Yes, yeah. Our restaurants are really awesome. They participate in their own way. You know, they're ready and willing to serve the hungry art hoppers. So, yeah, there's a lot of options.
What time do things get started with the art hop?
They start at 6 p.m. and they go to 9 p.m. And a really fun thing that we're bringing back this year, the Desmond District Demons, the horror film fest that comes around this time of year. The guys will be in the Pocket Park near Chemical Bank and the Community Foundation. They will have a gentleman there around a campfire telling ghost stories.
Oh, that is neat.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll have local cider and donuts. So it's going to be a fun time.
It sounds like a lot of fun. From what time to what time?
6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Tomorrow evening, it's the Art Hop. And you got another event coming up, too.
Yes. We have what is called Treats and Trucks. And that is happening Saturday, October 20th from 1:30 to 5 p.m. What it is, we're doing trick-or-treating in downtown, again, through the businesses, very similar to Art Hop. We encourage families to bring their kids. Heck, if you're an adult and you want to dress up, go for it. Come down and trick-or-treat, check out the businesses. They'll be passing out candy. And then afterwards, we're going to do a touch-a-truck event. And that is going to be located around McMorran on the south side for the most part. It's a free event for families. Bring your kids. It's the same day, of course, if you want to trick or treat and do touch a truck or one or the other, it's totally fine. They're both free. But we're going to have a lot of really cool vehicles there for the kids to see up close. They can touch them. Most of them, they'll be able to climb in, you know, talk to the operators, get the full scoop on, you know, the things they really love. So we'll have, you know, people like the Port Huron Police there with their police cars, their tank, which is very, very cool. You know, the Port Huron Fire Department with their ladder truck and their engines, Tri-Hospital EMS with their ambulance, St. Clair County Road Commission, Michigan State Police, Border Patrol, DTE, Raymond Excavating, and more. So there's going to be a lot of really cool vehicles there. We're also going to have monster trucks.
Ooh.
So, fun. Yeah.
And in a world where kids are always told, keep your hands to yourself, don't touch, don't touch.
Oh, no, this is all about touch these trucks. Yep.
Neat. Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. And that comes up again when?
This is Saturday, October 20th from 1:30 to 5 p.m.
So it'll be next weekend. Fun stuff downtown. Great time of year.
Absolutely.
Natalie, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for coming in. Natalie Watson, the DDA Director of Downtown Port Huron.